The next section just before tea is by Daniel Shapiro from Insight Actuaries and Consultants. As tradition, I forget to introduce myself, so just like Barry Childs back in the day, if you still remember, you forgot. So I'm Alex Brownie, Chair of the Healthcare Committee. Daniel is Chair of our NHI subcommittee. He's been holding the fort for many years. It was very active and then got quiet, and we're trying to reignite it given all the activity. So that's really what Daniel will be touching on in the next session. So please participate, give your thoughts. We really want to get some NHI work going. So thank you. Over to Daniel. Okay, and I see Lusani is joining. So Lusani Mlatsi, as his public interest actuary and other bits in his private time. So welcome, Lusani, as well.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm Daniel Shapiro. I'm presenting in my role as the chair of the NHI task team. It's a subcommittee within the healthcare committee of ASSA. The topic is around NHI and specifically research-related topics and calls for the expression of interest in NHI that have gone out. The discussion in this section is going to be about NHR. Obviously, NHR right now is a very hot topic and is very fraught. And more debate around the topic is going to happen in the coming up section. The purpose of this session is more just to have a look at the role that ASSA can play in contributing. And in particular, having a look at the potential for ASSA to contribute in terms of research and having a public interest voice. And the role of ASSA could be enhanced if the profession were to produce various research topics and research projects that would enable a more meaningful engagement with policymakers. So just as a bit of a background for the ASSA NHI task team, how it was formed. Originally, it was commissioned in 2010 upon the release of NHI policy documents. In 2009, there was the ANC policy documents being released. In 2011, the NHI Green Paper was released. And it was at this time the ASSA NHI task team was formed. There was a flurry of activity at that point. The initial task was to update and develop a costing and supply model that was originally developed by Discovery and Deloitte. It was a model which projected the various resources in terms of cost and supply for various hypothetical benefit packages based on private sector data. And this model was handed over to ASSA to further develop and refine. Over the years, the model was updated with data that was sourced from various medical schemes who agreed to hand over data for the purposes of this project. A large portion of the industry handed over data for this purpose. The model was also refined with various different features and aspects that could be included in an NHI system. And the model was further developed and refined over the course of the next 10-year period. There was quite a flurry of activity at the beginning of the period from 2010 to 2012. Then the model was updated over the rest of the period, but there was much less intense activity around NHI as the time wore on. Just to mention the contributions that the task team has made over the time. It's contributed cost projections to National Treasury policy documents. There were two discussion documents released by National Treasury in which they quoted results that were derived from this model. There was parliamentary responses in which Treasury quoted results from this model alongside the results from other models. This wasn't the only model that existed. There were various other models produced by actuaries and by economists during the time. And ASSA's results were quoted alongside those as part of those policy documents. The task team also assisted with written and oral submissions in response to the NHR bill, the NHR bill being released in 2019, and then the process after that was for responses in terms of written responses and oral responses. So among a multitude of responses, ASSA submitted written and oral responses to the NHR bill. Currently, the task that the task team sees ahead of it is research related to NHI tasks that require actuarial skills more broadly. And this research could be used as a basis for engagements with stakeholders and policymakers. And in particular, there's ESSA has a public policy actuary, the SANI, and the objective would be to assist in the engagements with policymakers to enable ESSA to make a real contribution and to enable that the role of the policy actuary to be enhanced if ESSA is able to engage engage in the policy debates on the basis of detailed research that ESSA has done that would be useful. This slide outlines the ESSA submission that was given for to the NHI poll after the initial NHI poll was published in 2019. Broadly speaking, the ESSA submission made comments on the actuarial obligation to work in the public interest and the support of NHI objectives and the willingness to contribute, which I think is a universal thing in the country. There is very broad support for that. Then the requirement for actuarial skills in understanding risk, budgeting and analysis, and the need for a long road of coherent policy development. So that was quite an important point in which the policies need to be planned and executed well. And in the interim, it's also important that there's sufficient policy attention that's given to medical schemes and the health insurance environment to preserve the current capacity in the healthcare system in the country. Then there were views given on various aspects of the NHI poll. Those categories, they are very broad categories. The ESSA response gave more detailed information within those categories. With access to care, there was more information on things like referral pathways and protocols, purchaser-provider splits, licensing requirements, and the inclusion of pricing and contracting, including value-based contracting. For benefit titles, that's quite an important topic. There's obviously the role of the complementary nature of NHI and medical schemes and the whole debate that would go around that. Demarcation of medical scheme coverage, then importantly the NHI benefits and determining those based on the funds that would have available. And urging a cautious approach so that the healthcare system and the economy isn't impacted. And then an important point within that topic is the Ministerial Advisory Committee proposed the inclusion of an actuary on a Benefits Advising and Pricing Committee. So it's proposing that the Actuarial Society does have the skills to offer in that. And then issues like free services at points of care and the comprehensiveness of the comprehensive set of benefits and the trade-off between having comprehensive set of benefits and the costs involved. There were comments on healthcare providers, the payments based on the value of services, purchasing from public and private institutions, things like primary care contracting, primary care capitation and DRG-based payments, which are proposed as part of the NHI bill, the determination of prices and primary care contracting units and how those would operate and the viability of how those would operate. Then data with regard to data, mandate for data collection from beneficiaries and providers, and importantly, noting that actuaries are able to offer assistance because of the experience with the experience of the collection and the protection and the transmission of data that we have. And just highlighting the importance of data with regard to budgeting and monitoring costs. And then with the actuarial expertise, just noting importantly the Benefits Pricing Committee, which does call for an actuary and welcoming this. And then actual expertise in things like long-term cost estimates, actuarial costings, and risk management. And then with regard to timing and the processes, the sequencing of the reforms and the implementation timeline, and then with governance and public trust, just noting the importance of governance structures and integrating public and private framework, and noting some of the recommendations of the health markets inquiry. So I think an important thing among that NHI Bill response is also that it doesn't only speak about the response to the NHI Bill as it is, but there are certain reforms and policies in the system which have taken a back seat to NHI, and just noting those, that we are cognizant that there are various reforms that still have to happen in the system, even exclusive of what the NHI system is proposed to do. Then as part of the NHI task team, we've just noted some potential research topics that actuaries could get involved in as part of the process. Obviously, it would require an opportune time to get to be involved in this. And upon the opportunity, we would be able to get involved in this, given the resources to be able to do so. So just highlighting some of the potential topics, benefits, costings of planned benefits and programs. If these are proposed in more detail, the NHI Bill doesn't specify these in a great amount of detail, so it is very hard to act on it at this point in time. But given the opportunity, actuaries could get involved in that. Projections of reimbursement models such as capitation and DRGs and service arrangements, fee-for-service arrangements, which actuaries are quite experienced in there. The cost of care coordination and setup of primary care and hospital networks and protocols, so again, topics that actuaries are very experienced in. Projecting utilization and cost for subpopulations by area and income, given any plan that there may be for the rollout of services under the system. Pricing of mandatory contributions and the impact of social solidarity, especially with regard to the plans for funding the system, which are still very unclear, and the NHI Bill doesn't give a detail on how that will work yet. Projections are reforms to medical schemes and the behavior of medical scheme members, which obviously is a very hot topic and being debated. The planning for human resources and infrastructure requirements, for which actuaries do have some of the skills to model those, long-term projection of costs and assessing the uncertainty of those long-term projections, and determining risk-adjusted allocations for healthcare funding pools, such as provinces, districts, and private funders, if these do eventually play a role as part of the system once it is given more of a form. Now there are two research topics for which ASSA is currently exploring research at the current point in time. The public interest actuary has proposed those topics. If you take note of the ASSA Newsbite, the weekly email that's sent out by ASSA, there was a call for expression and interest in these topics. And we're going to highlight these topics now just to create more awareness and interest in these topics, and hopefully that will initiate a response from actuaries to propose terms of reference for any work that they would like to do for these topics. So I'm just going to outline what these topics are now. Lusani has prepared these topics and would be able to speak to them in more detail, as well as the process that would be involved. So broadly, the objectives of proposing these topics, on the left-hand side, I've just got a screenshot there of the call for these topics. But broadly, the objectives for these topics is soliciting proposals to conduct research in several public interest topics. There are three topics that are proposed as part of this call. Two of the topics are related to NHI, so to conduct research in these public interest topics. The purpose of doing this is to enhance ASSA's public interest voice and enable engagements with policymakers and other stakeholders. The research output from this would be in the form of peer-reviewed paper and a model for presentation at an ASSA conference or sessional meeting. ASSA would be prepared to work with the researchers and provide the necessary resources as available and within reason to ensure success, so it would be working with ASSA for guidance along the way, or any resources in terms of access to potential data or potential literature. And there would be a research grant available for each topic, and it would depend on the expected duration, scope of work, number and type of experts that are involved. As part of the call, there is an indicative budget for these topics that could be available. And then the two topics, the two healthcare topics, so there are three topics as part of the call. The first topic is enterprise risk management framework for implementing national health insurance. And the second topic is designing an affordable, equitable, good quality package of care for universal healthcare coverage in South Africa. So those are the two topics for which there's a call for expression of interest from ASSA. So I'm just going to outline these two topics in a bit more detail here. For more information, Lusani and Alex may be able to provide more specific details about these topics. I think these topics are listed at a very broad level at the moment, and they can be refined further by the teams that are making proposals, as well as the committee having a look at those proposals, and the NHI task team and the public interest actuary. So the first project, the ERM framework and implementing the NHI, and the audience is the National Department of Health, National Treasury, Presidency, academic researchers, and ASSA members, given the interest of these various stakeholders in the work that's done. So examples of some details that might be of value as part of this research, a system-wide ERM framework that can help to identify the potential risks and inefficiencies in the NHI proposals, measuring ERM risks associated with various national health insurance NHI roadmaps, so the path towards NHI, and defining the scope and objectives of any model that's used, identifying key risk categories, developing a risk assessment framework, analyzing the NHI proposals, comparing and prioritizing the proposals, and developing risk management strategies to mitigate and the identified risks. So this is a broad statement of some of the enterprise risk management principles that would be involved in national health insurance. Obviously, the national health insurance is a very broad set of legislations. It covers so many different topics and interrelated features of the healthcare system. It's not just about insurance, not just about funding. And it involves really, really dramatic changes to the healthcare funding landscape. So an ERM framework, which we think would be a very important part of assessing the potential risks of implementation. And then the third topic in the call for expression of interest is designing a package for universal healthcare coverage. Again, the audience is Department of Health, the Council of Medical Schemes, National Treasury, Presidency, academic researchers, and ASSA members. And this topic actually is quite important given that the NHI bill that was enacted does call for an actuary to be present as part of the Ministerial Advisory Committee. And examples of research details would be what services could be made available, in what kind of setting, and by when, given the budgets available. Consider various scenarios for the different levels of service offerings and seek to answer questions about resource allocation, access in regions, and the management of unidentified consequences of introduction of benefits. And the researcher can propose to focus on aspects of the topic because it is a very broad topic rather than the whole topic. So it is a very broad topic, so the researcher could hone in on particular aspects of the topic and can work with the ASSA subcommittee to refine the topic on any particular aspects that would be most useful to research. And finally, just for some more detailed information about the call for expression of interest, have a look at the weekly newsletter that ASSA sends out, the ASSA News Bites. In the membership section, there's a link to the call for the expression of interest, which can be downloaded. So you can have a look in more detail. But just some pertinent information is that the call was made on 30 April. The deadline for submissions was 30 May. I think that may be able to be extended. And in the contact person is Lusani, being the public interest actuary, who has prepared the call for expression of interest in these topics.
Thank you. Look, especially the second one, we are running it for the third time, inviting people to send to us a proposal to do this. So it's quite clear that it's either very intimidating or health actuaries are very busy, or that it's politically tainted, I don't know. So we really would like to encourage you to step up to do this. And we've indicated that there's some flexibility around it in that you can maybe take a particular focus instead of trying to answer the entire question, because these things are quite complex. So you could maybe pick an area that is of interest to you. Maybe you already have some data there, or you've done some work before, and you want to expand on that. As long as you know you put in a proposal and have an engagement, there'll be quite an open engagement to see, all right, this will meet our requirements or our needs. It will advance the discussion and the understanding, and therefore we would be able to grant you, give you the grant to actually do this research. So I just want to encourage you not to be intimidated by this. I think all of you know enough to be able to tackle this. And I think that the main issue being that many of us are working in the private spaces, with medical aid and all of that. When you come into the public sector aspects, looking at the entire system or both systems, there are a whole lot of complexities there. But I think that at the end of that process, not only yourself, but us as a profession, will gain quite significantly in that regard. It's something that I've witnessed in the last while in doing research in areas like electricity and all of that, that at the end of that process, one appreciates the value that we as a profession can add, even in areas where we've not traditionally been involved. So there is an opportunity for that to happen here, because you will hear even later when we talk about NHI that a lot of what frames our understanding, our current understanding, is our current exposure or the exposure we've had thus far. And it's very difficult to make a meaningful contribution to topics like these if we don't go beyond that. So this is an opportunity for us to stretch, and I would like to encourage us to do that. And also what we've also seen in the past is that it is possible for, even if we get proposals from 2, 3, 4 different people, we may end up deciding to actually give that opportunity to all of them because of just the value we may get from different angles to it or different approaches to it. That's the kind of atmosphere we want to create. And we want more and more of this kind of knowledge, looking at it from different angles. We don't want a monopoly of views on these issues. So. I think I've done enough to encourage you to do that. But I think we have some time just to take questions before we go to the tea break. So if you could just allow that opportunity.
Thanks. So any questions? Just a quick comment while I walk to Janine. You can see the focus is where it's not the number. Is it 3 billion, 2 billion, 200 billion? I think that's politically tricky, but risks, we know risks, enterprise risk management. So financial risk is one of it. What is the cost? But there's a whole bunch of other things. So I think that's the positioning, that the enterprise risk can be a framework we can use. And then obviously benefits and costs, the other angle that's important. So I think those were the two topics that come through there quite nicely.
Thanks, Alex. At the risk of being controversial, because that tends to be what I end up being, I think you may not have got feedback because it's really hard to find these things. So it was only, as far as I can see, in one news bite, and the heading was called Public Interest Research. So I'm not sure the word health was not in there. So maybe we need to put it in one or two news bites with the topic health somewhere in there, so that health may actually open it, because I only find out about this through an enterprise risk management actuary who happened to open a public interest expression, who then said, oh, these are healthcare topics. So I think this was a very useful discussion because it's maybe made people aware of stuff that actually wasn't very easily available. And by the way, if I try to Google when someone told me about this, I couldn't actually find it. Couldn't find it on the ASA website, couldn't find it when I Googled it, didn't know which news bite it was in because it was only in one. So it was like, it's hard to find this.
Well, it's not controversial what you've just said. It's a confession that you don't read my stuff. But I think the criticism is fair, and hence there was a decision made that we should come and talk about it here, because it has been a struggle to get people like yourselves to apply. So I guess we have been successful, and we will be seeing your proposal. Thank you.
Thanks. Maybe can I just get a sense? The subcommittee is meeting after this afternoon, so if you want to come sit and listen, you can. Is the focus, should the focus be for us? Risk management, benefit package, does that sound about right? Is there something we're missing? Should we be focusing on something specifically else? Any thoughts? We've also been careful not to be in the public and be tainted with, you know, the kind of news. You know, if you say something, you get thrown in one camp. We need to be available to all stakeholders. It's that important. Carl?
Thanks, Alex. What about resource planning? There was a presentation by Shivani a few years back. It wasn't looking at NHI specifically, it looked at South Africa, but the amount of nurses and specialists and GPs we would need. Obviously, if we design a benefit, we would say this many GP benefits, etc. But that requires a certain amount of resources. Perhaps we as a profession can lean into that as well.
So just to, that's an important topic. It's one of those that you would need to lay a foundation before you could do that. But it's an important angle. And I think the work that Shivani did was quite useful in that. It was not sort of ordinary or within the box type of work that an actuary or even a health actuary would do. So it was very useful. So those are the kind of topics that we should be researching. But in this regard, we also do need to build a foundation. He says there is a system change happening, and there are bigger risks that need to be considered. And I think the ERM approach is quite useful in identifying, understanding those risks and looking at what could potentially be used to sort of mitigate against that. And in public policy, the other framework that is very useful is the cost benefits type framework to say, you know, I have a very good understanding of what the costs are and a very good understanding of what the benefits are. So often in discussions when I listen on TV and radio and so on, is that you could hear that a speaker will be focusing a lot more on the risks and the costs, not even making an attempt to talk about the benefits. Now, as a profession, I think it would be a mistake for us to only be seen to be focusing on the one and not the other. So we do need to understand these things quite well. So we have to lay that foundation. But given where we come from and our experience, I thought now the aspect of now attempting to sort of say, okay, if you look at the NHI bill, there are questions around the issue of complementarity and what's going to be covered, what's not going to be covered. And clearly in that debate, there are going to be a lot of models that have to be considered. So therefore, can we help that discussion along by considering a number of models ourselves and going as far as costing them using various assumptions, scenarios, all of that, so that it could be useful to the decision makers to consider that, and who knows what may come out of that. So that's the kind of approach that we are taking.
Okay, thanks. Well, this will be the last one. We are just over time.
Thanks. I think that it's jolted my memory on the ASSA submission, and I've attended the BHF talks, and Neil Kirby has been contracted by the BHF, and he's been going through all the submissions, because part of the problem is the submission. There were many consultations and many submissions, but they weren't really taken into account when before the Act was promulgated. So I guess that's the one thought flowing through my mind. But Neil Kirby and his team are going through all those submissions and all the hearings and building a case on behalf of the BHF. So I guess our contribution will be heard in all of that. I mean, the second thought is that there has been publicity that anyone opposing NHI is elitist. So I just think that we need to tread carefully in this area. But I mean, I think we should be contributing meaningfully to the discussion, and perhaps maybe the reservations of the actuarial profession is that, you know, will our voice be heard? And if we do contribute, say, to topic one or topic three, will our voice be heard? Will we be listened to? Perhaps we should partner with other organizations, perhaps schemes, but we do need to, we do need to contribute, but I guess it's about positioning, and perhaps if the research was commissioned by Treasury or by the government, that might help. Thanks.
So I've had no problem with being listened to since I've been involved in this work. Maybe if you have your way with me, then I won't be listened to. But if we do things the way that we are proposing, we will be listened to. Because what we do is that we listen to what the needs are and what are the challenges, and we respond to that. So in the work we've done in the medical negligence space with the commission and so on, we have been listened to in the sense that the people who are putting together the documents, they don't ignore our documents. They look at that, and that informs what they do. I've never been pushing for a particular angle to say you should be doing that. And it's important when you're engaging with policymakers that they get a sense that you are not about to impose on them the position that they should be taking. So it would be a mistake to be seeking to impose. I mean, human beings are fairly intelligent, and they can hear when you think they're not intelligent enough and you want to decide what pants they should be wearing. That's not what we intend to be doing, and we should be very clear about that. But what we need to be using this forum to achieve today is to inform each other of where we're coming from and so on. You need to understand where I'm coming from. I need to understand where you're coming from, and I need to be able to challenge you, and you need to be able to challenge me as well. I think if we can do that, we may emerge out of this much stronger. I think that there remain many aspects, even after the Act has been passed now, many aspects that still need to be defined, still need to be worked on. The Benefits Committee needs to be set up. It needs to do its work. It needs to determine what is in, what is out. There's space there to influence that topic and so on. Yes, we do understand that some of you, in terms of your employers and so on, are involved in processes to challenge particular aspects of the Act. That is fine. I think that needs to be ventilated at the appropriate places, and you're welcome to even share your perspective here in this forum. We should be free to do that, and I hope you will be free to share those aspects. The Actuarial Society should not necessarily be put in a corner to say you choose which way you go. That should not be our role. Our role should be to understand exactly what are the implications of various aspects and so on. So Section 33 and so on, there will be a lot of that discussion, I think, in the next session, so we can leave it there. But I think there is value in researching these things because they will be needed. So that is the approach at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, I think we must wrap up, have some tea. We're supposed to start at 5:15. Let's at 5 minutes, 20 past, so we'll have 15 minutes. It's been a short session, so thank you, Daniel and Lusani.